Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Kummer. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Hill and he is out, Law applying the tag. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kummer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Law reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Hill reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smalley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards third. Jacoby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Willard and he is out, Franco applying the tag. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lozinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Julio Cruz pinch runs for Roy Smalley. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Fletcher scores. Cruz moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tom Waddell now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Mike Squires now playing first base. Vance Law now playing third base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Hall moves to third. Carter moves to second. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Law takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Law moves to third. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Law is walked intentionally. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camacho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Carlton Fisk now catching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Ron Reed now pitching. Pat Tabler pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Pat Tabler now playing first base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed can't make a play. That's a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.